another reading from Cosmos Magazine, autumn 2018. The father of the H-bomb, Edward Teller's love of mathematical and quantum abstractions helped make Armageddon a practical possibility. Words on the telegram sent by Edward Teller in December 1952 appeared to herald life-affirming news. It's a boy. The message, however, was in code. To those in the know, the message wasn't about new life at all. It's about the possibility of human extinction. It meant the world's first test of a hydrogen bomb, a thermonuclear fusion weapon, 500 times more powerful than the atomic fission bombs dropped on Japan, had not worked out but exceeded expectations, transforming the Pacific island of Ilulissat into one giant crater. This event was primarily responsible for Teller, a Hungarian emigre, physics professor and member of the Manhattan Project, and at that point, co-founder of the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California, being forever dubbed the father of the hydrogen bomb. It was a nickname that he resisted right up until his death from natural causes in 2003 at the age of 95. He remains one of the most controversial scientists of the modern era, a brilliant physicist but also a vigorous hawk obsessed with the threat of communist domination, a vocal advocate of nuclear and hydrogen-based thermonuclear weapons, and the key architect of the American plan in the 1980s for a missile defense system known as the Strategic Defense Initiative. It was a billion-dollar boondoggle that increased Cold War tensions before it was abandoned. Teller was born in Budapest in January 1908, to Max Teller, a wealthy lawyer, and his wife, Ona. A family hit hard times after World War I under the brief communist regime run by Bela Kun, an experience that was to mark Edward's life. He deferred his father's request to pursue chemical engineering, enrolling in the University of Budapest in 1925, then immigrated to Germany the following year to study in the Institute of Technology in Karlsruhe. While doing so, he continued to read maths. After graduating, he moved to the University of Munich in 1928, where he studied physics and had his foot amputated following a street car accident. He then moved to the University of Leipzig, where he studied quantum mechanics and received a doctorate under Wiener Heisenberg for the uncertainty principle fame. By the early 1930s, he was teaching physics at the University of Göttingen. When Adolf Hitler came to power, Teller, who was Jewish, quickly perceived Germany would suddenly become a very dangerous place. He simply fled to Copenhagen, funded by a grant by the Rockefeller Foundation. After a short time in Denmark, he moved briefly to Britain and then to the US in 1935, taking position as a physics professor at George Washington University. By then, age and experience had arguably made him a man. He was a big fan of the French novelist Jules Verne. He was also a pianist. In the later years, his neighbour would complain that he played loudly late at night. In the US, his pursuit of mathematical and quantum abstractions transformed into the development of a very real weapon system. He joined the Manhattan Project, which was racing to develop the first atomic bomb, and worked with Albert Einstein, Enrico Fermi, and Robert Oppenheimer, whom he would later denounce as a security risk. He was, according to his biographers, a difficult man, unable to work effectively in a team. After World War II, he switched his attention to the prospect of developing a hydrogen bomb, a project he continued to champion long after the first appalling demonstration. He became a prominent Cold War warrior, using his influence to campaign for the development of more atomic weapons and missile systems. He had the ear of successive presidents, and by 1983 has helped convince the US President Ronald Reagan to commit to funding an improbable system of satellite missile-based X-ray, particle beam and laser weapons. Not a single bit of the Strategic Defense Initiative, dubbed Star Wars, had been completed by the time it was abandoned at the end of the Reagan tenure, 1989. 1989, despite having cost $36 billion. Teller remained a vocal opponent of nuclear deterrence right up until the end. His death following a stroke ended his influence, but not the debate surrounding his legacy. And just go over the history here. January 15, 1908, he was born to parents, Iona and Max. Teller was born in Budapest, Hungary. In 1928, he moved to Germany to study chemical engineering at the University of München. Teller went on to earn a PhD in physical chemistry at the University of Leipzig. While in Munich, his right foot was severed by a street car accident. He studied under William Herzberg, a key person of quantum mechanics. In 1932, Teller spent summer in Rome with Enrico Fermi. In 1933, saw the rise of Hitler, and Teller decided to leave Germany. In 1934, Teller married his girlfriend Augusta, and they moved to the United States. In 31 to 41, he worked as a professor of physics at George Jones University. In 42, Teller was invited to take part in the Manhattan Project, a secret program to develop the first nuclear weapons. In 1952, Teller developed the world's first hydrogen bomb, who was later dubbed the father of the hydrogen bomb. Okay. The first test obliterated the Pacific Island Arsenal. Teller campaigned for more atomic bombers and opposed the 1963 test ban treaty. In 1983, Teller convinced President Ronald Reagan to set up the Star Wars missile program. In 1926, Teller passed away at age 95. There's a little board summarising this article. Thanks a lot for listening.